What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. Contact me, bonkers4bourbon@gmail.com, or at bonkers4bourbon on Twitter, or bonkers4bourbonpodcast on Instagram. I'm a lover of all things bourbon, so thank you, and join me on today's ride. What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I cannot appreciate enough the love and support the bourbon community has given to this cast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Today for you, I have yet another bourbon review. Back to some reviews. Love to get into it. First, I want to talk a little bit about this bourbon that I'll be reviewing is A.D. Law's 4-Grain Straight Bourbon. And this bourbon was a lovely gift from my wife who subscribed to Mash and Grape Online. If you haven't heard of Mash and Grape, it is an alcohol subscription service, obviously for those 21 and over, and it's not just for bourbon subscriptions, as I'm sure you all love bourbon if you're listening to this cast. But an excellent gift opportunity. They do have coupons available, good for doing bourbon subscriptions, American whiskey or just general whiskey subscriptions, scotches, gins, tequilas, and of course, vodkas. Check out their website, www.mashandgrape, all one word, .com. Mash and Grape, the gift of good taste. Now, enough of that. Let's get into A.D. Law's 4-Grain Straight Bourbon review. One of the bottles sent in the subscription service. Let's get into it.
Come on, Stu. I could be a good wife to you.
No more deals.
No!
All right, Mash and Grape. Again, check it out, especially for the bourbon lover in your life, and maybe buy a 3-month, 6-month, or a 12-month subscription. My wife, in all of her glory, decided to buy me a 3-month for a Christmas present. It ran about $80 a month, but the bourbons that they sent, albeit 3 bourbons, for the most part, I would say, averaged out to be about $80 a bottle. One bottle I received was the Barrel Bourbon, selling here in Washington for about $120 or so. This bottle, the A.D. Law's 4-Grain, sells for about $65 to $70, so a little less than that $80 price point for the subscription, but I think on average, throughout the bottles you were receiving, the subscription service is worth it, especially if you'd like to try new bourbons or bourbons that you would maybe not have heard of or tried, like this one. This is an excellent subscription service, so check it out, Mash and Grape. So A.D. Law's 4-Grain Bourbon. Never heard of this bourbon before until obviously it arrived in the mail. Was happy-ish with the price point. It is a bourbon out of Colorado. Now, a lot of people think of Colorado bourbons. They think of the Scrantons. This is from founder Al Laws. And it says, Al knows whiskey done right takes time. He has creativity and dedication. And as the owner and proprietor of Laws Whiskey House, their motto is no shortcuts. So the bottle came in, it's kind of a square bottle, nice cork topper. This is apparently batch 16, so they come in batches. So the 4-Grain, let's look at the back of the bottle here, and it reads, a great whiskey, like a great story, is meant to be shared amongst friends. At Law's Whiskey House, our whiskey is our story. Handcrafted from grain to bottle in Colorado and aged at least 2 years, every bottle of 4-Grain straight bourbon is made with the right ingredients, the right process, and the right people. There are no shortcuts. I believe with one taste, you'll understand why. And that is from A.D. Laws out of Denver, Colorado. Now, I've listened to the cast before, and I hope you have. I am always suspect and wary of bourbons not from the motherland herself, Kentucky. That is where most quality bourbons come from. But as you know, in order for a bourbon to be a bourbon, it has to follow the laws of bourbon and not necessarily come out of Kentucky, albeit the majority our bourbons do. Now, this, of course, is a 4-grain bourbon. And the information I found on this, by the way, 95 proof, the information I found is that it's 60% corn, 20% Colorado wheat, 10% Colorado rye, and 10% Colorado barley. That is your 4 grains to make up the 4-grain bourbon. Herder. It is a straight bourbon, which means it is aged for at least 2 years. Not a Kentucky straight bourbon, because not coming from Kentucky. Holy smokes. I got a glass poured here. Let's get into this bourbon. Let's check it out. Let's see if what they sent me was worth price of admission. Let's get into the nose. So I got a glass. Actually, let's get the nose before I got the color. So 2 years. Oh boy. It is, in fact, light. Light on the color spectrum. Again, kind of like a morning vitamin-rich urine. It's a terrible analogy, but that's actually what it is. Let's get into the nose. A.D. Laws, 4-grain straight bourbon. Okay. Huh. So I get a little bit of vanilla. I get a lot of like floral notes, kind of like perfume notes out of it. Yeah, vanilla perfume, almost chemically, if I dare say so. It just kind of got that acetone chemical scent to it a little bit. But let's take a taste of it. If you're drinking along with me, please cheers. I say, be true to yourself, screw what people think, and drink more. Cheers out there. The flavors are a little subtle. They're a little weak. They just don't really pop out. So that means I'm going to have to take another taste of this. Because why not? I want to first just talk a little bit about mouthfeel. I don't typically want to say, oh, mouthfeel, it's kind of pretentious. But I will notate the mouthfeel if, you know, the bourbon's very viscous, if it's got a high viscosity or so. This bourbon, I can't quite put my finger on how to describe the mouthfeel of it. It's clingy. It's cloying. It's almost like it's thin, but thick at the same time. It's like the viscosity seems thinner, but it's also kind of coating my palate and my tongue. I guess oily might be the right analogy for it, because it's just got a strange feel. Oily. It kind of almost feels oily. Not really viscous. Not that pleasant kind of syrupiness that might be had of some other bourbons. Oily is kind of what I'm getting out of the mouthfeel or kind of taste of it. Try another one here. Oh yeah, oily is the right adjective there. You know, I initially get a flavor of kind of this dry oak with kind of these floral notes, like rose petal almost. I do get a lot of grain notes, i.e. like kind of sweet corn out of it as well. It's just got this this dry note, this dry oaky note throughout the entire palate. Then I have to say, citrus-wise, it is very citrusy. And when I mean citrus, it's more of an apricot citrus, kind of like orangey note to it. So I kind of get apricot with really dry oak throughout the whole palate. Man, that's drying. Like it's sucking the moisture out of my mouth. Take a little taste. Ooh. Got a little shudder there at the back end. Little acetone at the back end on that last flavor, or last taste. Hey. Yeah, I just... the flavors are kind of weak. They're kind of muddled. It's just kind of... You got that drying oak, floral, apricot flavor. I almost wonder if they're really trying really hard to kind of push the fruit or floral notes in it, and it tastes young. It tastes absolutely young. It doesn't quite have the boldness of flavors that you get on a higher aged product. So while it's just kind of leaving a little bit to be desired, let's see how water reacts with this particular bourbon, and we'll be right back after a quick word. All right, just a hint of water added to the A.D. Laws 4-grain bourbon. Of course, you know, I'll be adding the Old Limes mixing water, yada, 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 mixing water. Pick up a bottle of yours on Amazon.com. Cheapest I can find. Still waiting for that phone call, Old Limestone. Waiting for that phone call. I love your product. That's why I keep endorsing it. But waiting for that phone call, buddy. Waiting for it. Anyway, let's get into this bourbon, this time with water added. Nose. Ooh, I get a little bready nose, a little bready, like a little sourdough. Let's change up a little bit. A lot more rose or floral notes kind of coming out of the nose as well. Yeesh. Take a taste this time with water added of the 4-grain straight bourbon.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. I got a shudder out of that one. Ooh. I'm having trouble with this one, gang. Really having trouble. Because I have tasted it. I'll be honest, I tasted this one on the rocks, which I think the ice really, this kind of chilled aspect really helped this one. But man, drinking it neat has been a little bit of a challenge. Man, I'm going to take a taste of this water. Ay, ay, ay. It's just, man, what I'm getting with the water, you know, it's just really muted everything. And I'm getting just kind of this astringent alcohol graininess, like sourdough grain with kind of this shudder aspect, shudder feel towards the back end, where the flavor as it's going down just kind of makes you go, ugh, kind of a shudder. I'm going to kill my glass because I have it poured because I don't waste. Oh, man. Well, I have to say that I did enjoy this bourbon much more with ice. So I think going to that aspect, the chilled aspect, has really helped this bourbon. So I think if you do come across a bottle, please drink it with ice. Try it neat and see how it fancies you. But I'd say drink it with ice, or I think this would be a bourbon that would lend itself decent enough in a mixed drink, a mixed cocktail, which is unfortunate given the price point of it. So let's get into ratings here. Again, I am skeptical of bourbons not from Kentucky. They're just the best ones come out of Kentucky. And I really haven't had, short of a few, you know, out of Washington, quite honestly, I really haven't had many bourbons outside of Kentucky that I've really enjoyed. Again, if you guys listen to this cast, you know my absolute disdain for the Hudson bourbon out of New York. This one, man, it's up there. It's up there in the not awesome category. You know, this was given to me as a subscription service, had no choice. Do appreciate it. I think it was an interesting get for a subscription service. This bourbon also was on a list of the top 7 bourbons that you need to try. This, along with other bourbons like Hudson, like Koval, that I have not really been a fan of, these kind of fly-by-night type bourbons where they're aged for 2 years, they're very young, they get some gimmicks to it, i.e. this is a 4-grain type of thing going on. Little gimmicky, not from Kentucky. That's not taking anything away from the craftsmanship that was used to do this bourbon. I just think that a lot of these distilleries that really want to put out product as fast as they possibly can, get product in bottles, get it sold, you know, start making a profit, I think that this bourbon suffers from a lack of age. I would have really liked to have tried it if it was aged for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. But 2, you can taste the youth. You have this cloying palate sweetness probably from the corn. You get kind of this wheat bread aspect, you know, from the wheat portion. And it's just, I think it's got these floral notes that just really take over, almost perfumey aspect. And for me, I just don't think that's great. That's not what I look for. Now, if you like those types of notes, you like the floral notes, you like the perfume aspect, you like kind of the rose water aspect to some bourbons, this one might be for you. Retails in Washington here for around $65 to $70. That's before the ridiculous Washington state liquor taxes. I don't think I would pick up another bottle of this. That's just my opinion. This might be a bottle that I give to friends to say, hey, what do you think of this one? Just kind of get their opinions on it as well, or send to others to kind of say, hey, maybe if I didn't quite enjoy it, maybe someone else might. Give to someone who may haven't tried it or may enjoy it more than I would. So my value rating at $65 to $70 for a value rating coming out of Colorado, I'm struggling. I'm trying to be nice, but fair. Value, I gotta give this a D for value. It's just too expensive. That's the same for when I reviewed Koval, $70, $80 for a bourbon that just doesn't taste right, I guess, from my palate. I give this a D for value. Flavor. Flavor is a D+. D+ for flavor, D for value. This was a tough one. It did not jive with my palate. Did not get there. And with these kind of smaller craft distilleries, I can imagine that's why the price point is where it is. But this is a tough one for me. I don't like giving these ratings, but I like to be honest. D category. That being said, it's not an F category like Hudson. F category. I'm just still waiting for that phone call or email from Hudson. this one, I mean, it's just so forced in a way. It just really seems kind of forced. I would like to see AD kind of get into a little more aging, maybe a little bit more traditional style bourbon. It's not for me. That being said, my palate's different from yours. It's whatever floats your boat. Pick up a bottle if these are the type of notes that you like, and who knows, you might enjoy it. Send me an email and tell me to F off. Say this is the greatest bourbon ever. That's fine. That's your opinion. This is mine. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Keep getting those bourbon gains, and I'll see you on the next episode. Cheers out there.